Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And today's special edition, lunchtime edition, as I'm recording at my lunch in my office, we're going to be talking about Mike Greer being named the general manager of the Sharks and his initial reactions from his press conference. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, Fear the Fin and San Jose Hockey Now contributor. And the Sharks, after their long, long search, finally named Mike Greer the general manager. This, you know, we kind of was leaked yesterday and then, of course, was officially confirmed, I guess, late last night by Kevin Weeks. And, you know, the Sharks came out today and said it. But, you know, I think, you know, we talked about his qualifications and, you know, about where he doesn't have maybe as much of an assistant general manager. You know, he was a pro scout and, you know, has kind of worked his way up, has played hockey, of course, and was a coach. And, you know, he's kind of been building along there and working for the Rangers last year. And coming out of his press conference today, they mentioned where he was kind of doing the roles of the assistant general manager without the title of an assistant general manager. So, you know, and working with when he worked with the Rangers last season. And, you know, I feel, they felt he was the best candidate. That's what they said. And, you know, I think, you know, with all the resources and effort that they put into this, they must have felt very strongly about Mike Greer being that best candidate. You know, and then, of course, you know, the big thing, too, is that he's the first Black general manager in the entire NHL's history. So, I mean, that's just a kind of a neat thing. And, you know, they said that it wasn't they hired who they thought was the best general manager candidate. And, you know, that he was Black was just kind of that added bonus to it. And, you know, just to help being that pioneering, you know, kind of helping break grounds that the Sharks organization is like to do. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic about Mike Greer. I mean, we've seen plenty of players, you know, who have become successful GMs in the NHL. You know, Doug Wilson himself was a successful GM and was a former player, you know, and I think having his, you know, dad who was, you know, has been working in football for a long time and his brother who's the general manager of the Miami Dolphins, you know, having those guys to lean on, you know, and like go to and like learning from those guys, said he's basically been training for this, you know, getting ready for this moment since he was 10 years old. You know, just having conversations with his dad and his brother around the dinner table. You know, and I feel like he's gonna put everything he has into it, and we'll see if he ends up being the right choice. And you know, I'm feeling better about it than I was maybe last week, just after hearing him speak with, you know, about his press conference and just kind of his experience and stuff like that. So, you know, he definitely has his work cut out for him. We all know that. You know, and I think the other big takeaway for me was, you know, he said, we're not going to tear it down like Arizona has done and what other teams are done. But sometimes you have to take a step back, to take a step forward, which is, I think, is really, really intriguing. So, you know, maybe he has, you know, I mean, the Sharks have been kind of in this reloading or retooling phase. And, you know, I think maybe another year or two of this where they're trying to continually add, you know, big name, you know, potential big name talent in the draft and then kind of, and try to clean up their cap space from there, might be the way to go. So I don't think it's going to be a full burn it down situation, but, you know, maybe he's convinced, ownership that, you know, we're not going to make the playoffs this year, but if we can take a step back for a year or two and then kind of build this up the right way from the foundation, you know, and kind of drawing a parallel to the Miami Dolphins. So, I mean, they went full burn it down mode. They used to have a terrible cap situation. And then, you know, they went through a couple years of that, you know, just getting that cap space cleaned up and getting, you know, moving draft picks and getting, you know, moving pressure draft picks and getting, you know, high quality talent in the draft, and that's starting to pay off for them. And I mean, it's a lot different in hockey where, you know, it takes years for these players to develop and kind of, you know, make it to the NHL, let alone contribute in the NHL. But I think there could be some parallels there, maybe taking some tips out of the old Chris Greer playbook and trying to rebuild an organization. And now, I mean, if you guys know me, I'm a big Dolphins fan. Dolphins actually were my favorite team. So, you know, seeing the young potential of like the players that they have on their team now, and hopefully some of that can translate to the Sharks here. Cause I mean, we feel really excited about, you know, some of the young potential, but adding to that, and then, you know, I think hopefully moving on, you know, kind of working out of some of these older contracts and this older core, you know, if, whether it be trades or whatever it be. But, you know, there might be some fun, exciting times for the Sharks coming up. So before we continue this emergency podcast and look at, you know, kind of some of the quotes coming out from new Sharks GM Mike Greer, let's take a quick break, talk to you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. You guys know Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market. And now they have new flavor, the coconut brownie chunk puff. It's coconut, it's a brownie, all covering marshmallow and covered in 100% real chocolate. It's a fluffy cloud of coconut brownie goodness. So, and the best thing about them is they're also good for you. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and all delicious. They're only here for a limited time. So go to built.com right now to make sure you don't miss out. They're going fast because they taste amazing. Again, head to built.com, use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off. Also, you guys know the NHL draft, it's this week, and we at Locked On have you covered. So make sure you guys are subscribed over at the Locked On Sharks page, but just in general, the Locked On podcast, because the NHL draft, it's here Thursday. We're going to be having live reactions from local experts, local hosts and draft experts to break it down, the insights, analysis for every first round pick. I'll be doing a live stream that night. So make sure, you know, we'll be kind of playing it by ear about what time, but we're going to have a live stream to talk about the Sharks picks and whatever move they do. So subscribe to Locked On Sharks on YouTube for all the latest breakdowns and live reactions. I think the other big thing coming out of here was, you know, he was asked about kind of what the biggest priority was for the team. And I think he mentioned trying to create some cap flexibility, because we know that this team is not looking great with his cap, you know, especially when you look at the Vlasic contract, you look at the, you know, Erik Karlsson contract, Brent Burns contracts, Logan Couture contract's going to start to look not great here pretty decent, you know, pretty soon. You know, and you're going to have to pay Timo Meier. So I think, you know, creating some cap flexibility was something that he mentioned as a big priority for them. And, you know, I think that leads to, you know, he was asked about Vlasic. He said he didn't want to comment on that yet. So, which is very fair. You know, he literally just started, and that would be the terrible, just be like, oh yeah, we're buying him out, you know, during your introductory press conference. But, you know, I think for them, you know, if they look at buying out of Vlasic or trading to Burns, like, you know, they're going to have to be aggressive this offseason to try to create some of that cap flexibility for themselves. So, yeah, and you know, and doing that, and then if you're trying to add some more younger pieces to the core, I think that's going to be the way to go for them if they want to compete here sooner rather than later. So, you know, he didn't, and of course, he was asked about the Evander Kane situation. He didn't want to speculate on that because, you know, again, I don't think he's going to mention any of that stuff during his introduction press conference. And, you know, was asked about Russian players, and he said he didn't want to close the door on that because it's not fair to hold these kids against them that they have no control over, you know, which I thought was a really great answer too, just because, you know, it's such a, especially with the draft this weekend, and that's kind of one of the big storylines heading to the draft is what's going to happen with these Russian players. So, you know, I think they're going to, especially with their, you know, Doug Wilson Jr. And those guys, they're going to pick the best player available. And if you can get value from a potential Russian player, I think they're going to, you know, look at the risk of you know, potential risk of what's going on with that. And if they can, you know, if the risk outweighs the or the rewards outweigh the risk, they, you know, be willing to take a swing. And, you know, Doug Wilson Jr., I don't think they said they're not taking anyone off their board. So, yeah. And then some of the other ones, you know, I thought his, you know, he definitely had some, you know, questions about being the first Black general manager. And, you know, I think he's proud of that, but I think he wanted to focus on, like, you know, just being a general manager and not trying to make it, you know, about the color of his skin. And, you know, I don't know what that's like, but I could sense that, you know, he doesn't want that to be like the only thing about him is, you know, is just being, oh, I'm the first Black GM. He's like, no, he wants to be just a good GM. And the fact that he's Black shouldn't, you know, be the first thing that we talk about. So, you know, I think that's going to be an interesting kind of thing for him, where it's, you know, is let's focus on my accomplishments and stuff, and not just that I'm the first Black general manager. So, but yeah, I think, you know, another big takeaway for me from it was just, you know, he seems like a really straight shooter, where he's, you know, he's going to kind of tell it like it is, and he's going to try to, you know, hold people accountable. He's not going to kind of play that kind of song and dance with people, you know, like, you know, Shang asked him about Bob Bugner. He's like, I don't know. I wasn't here. I have nothing to say. I'm not going to lie to you and say, you know, he did a great job or didn't do a great job because I wasn't here in the building. So, you know, I hope we get more of that just kind of straight shooterness, and hopefully we get to see a little bit more just accessibility, I guess. You know, the Teal Curtain has been such a daunting part of the Sharks organization, where, you know, they just don't let information come out. And hopefully we get just a crack more, just a little bit more of information of, you know, what's going on and stuff like that. I think as, you know, fans, and we want to hear more about what's going on and stuff. So, you know, he did mention the coaching search right now is his big priority, of course, is the draft. They're going to be leaving for Montreal soon. You know, then they got free agency, then in the coaching search, you know, he said they've already got kind of their list. They're going to be reaching out this afternoon to some of the, you know, first people on that list to try to start getting that process going. He doesn't have a timetable on it because, you know, especially with this part of the calendar year, where it's, you know, he's not really in a race because most, you know, basically I think all the other positions are filled right now except for the Sharks. So, you know, he can have his kind of pick of whoever's left over and go from there. And, you know, I think another big thing that kind of came out too was the, you know, I don't think they're done adding to the front office. So, and I think he's going to continue to try to surround himself with smart people to help him in this role, in this position, and, you know, maybe get some new voices into the organization, which isn't the worst thing. You know, I think, you know, sometimes you can, you know, the Shark organization, it can be very, you know, it's very close knit, but I think sometimes you need that fresher breath air to kind of maybe bring a different perspective. So, you know, I'm going to be interested to see how him and his organization maybe bring analytics, you know, and what their draft strategy is and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was a pretty successful press conference. I'm excited to see what Mike Greer does. You know, they feel like he's the best candidate. And, you know, I know his lack of assistant general manager, you know, it might be a bit of a red flag, but, you know, I think he's going to surround himself with smart people. He's going to try to, you know, work well with other, and we've seen that too, where he works really well with a lot of different people, and he's all about, you know, being a leader and, you know, kind of being that voice and that guy. And I think he's going to do a great job with that. So, yeah, that's it for the emergency episode of Locked on Sharks for Mike Greer. Sorry about the lack of anything going on here in the background. I'm literally in like an office right now, so a little meeting room right now. So, but we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be looking at kind of the final tiers of the players that I want the Sharks to draft. Of course, you can find me on. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also listen wherever you get podcasts: Apple, Spotify, Odyssey. You know where. We're everywhere. YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. Like I said, going to do a live show during the first round. And then, of course, we'll have, you know, on Friday, you're going to get a reaction to all the Sharks draft picks, you know, kind of get into some of their scouting reports and who the Sharks have brought into the fold and get you guys ready for free agency next week. And it's that time of year, guys. So, you can also follow me on Twitter at myfryhole. And again, getting 7 episodes this week, guys. Bye, friends.